I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. Yes, I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled. Oh yes, that's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, come, oh, ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, oh, come, ye, oh, come, ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him born, the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exaltation. Oh, sing, all ye bright host of heaven above, sing glory to God. Oh, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, us adore Him, Christ the Lord, for He alone is worthy, for He alone is worthy, for He alone is worthy, Christ the Lord. We give You, Lord, all the glory. We give You all the glory. We give You all the glory, Christ the Lord. Today we'll praise Your name forever. Lord, we'll praise Your name forever. We'll praise Your name forever. You're our Christ the Lord, Spirit of the living God. Fall fresh on me, Spirit of the living God. Fall fresh on me. I want You to break me, melt me, mold me, then fill me, Spirit of the living God. Fall fresh on me, Spirit of the living God. Fall fresh on me, Spirit of the living God. Our prayer today, God, fall fresh on me, break us, melt us, mold us, then fill us, Spirit of the living God. Fall fresh this morning, fall fresh in our homes, fall fresh on this call today, fall fresh on me. Hallelujah.
Well, God morning, God morning, God morning. We welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. God bless you, and thank you so much for joining us on this Advent season here on the Master's Call. And at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We praise you. We magnify you because you are faithful, because you are worthy, because you are holy, because you are our God. And so, God, we celebrate you today. We honor you. We thank you. We give you all the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. And so, God, we ask right now that you would fall fresh upon us, God. Let us see us, Father. Let us see us, Father. Let us show us, Father, so that we can go out and light up the world, Father. Remove anything in us that is not of you right now, God. We repent of our sins. Forgive us of our wrong thoughts, our wrong words, God, our wrong actions. Forgive us right now, God. We ask right now that you would just clean us up right now, God. Give us a clean heart and a right spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this, the Master's Call. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa. We thank you for the leadership team here on the Master's Call. We thank you for everyone who has dialed in. We thank you for Artist Life and the DFD Leon family, God. We thank you for the speaker that will come this morning. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would increase in her as she decreases, God, that the word will go forth mightily, uncontaminated, unhindered in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that we are healed, that we are whole, and that the blood still works, that it has no expiration date, God. We thank you that miracles, signs, and wonders are awaiting us in this day, Father. And we will be forever grateful to praise your name, to lift your name up, and to let the world know that you are a great God. Hallelujah. And that we love you more than anything. And so on this day, God, as we go out with you, knowing that greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. And with you, all things are possible, and these things I decree and declare in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. So it's a little bit after 5 this morning here on the Master's Call in California, and now I am passing over the baton. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Prayer General, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, take it away.
God bless you, Songbird. God bless you. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the love of the Lord in your heart. And I want to say thank you, Minister Willa, for jumping in and wanting to assist. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that awesome worship this morning. And I tell you again, Spirit of the Living God, fall fresh on us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell, who resides on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and it is chilly this morning. Yes, it's chilly this time, 50 degrees, and we're so thankful that you joined us this morning here on the Master's Call. Let me share just a little bit about what this call is all about. It started back over 10 years ago, yes, in 2010, in October. Our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, said yes to the Master. And with that, they stood on God's word, that Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we do have a website you can go to 24/7, any time of the day or the hour, and get a word from the Lord. And you could share it with others as well. It's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll notice the bios of our speakers as well as other great information is there where we're serving the Lord in spirit and in truth. Now, our theme for this year is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us. The evidence of greater works must be released and seen. And I tell you, God has been doing some marvelous, marvelous things in the midst of this pandemic, and we're so grateful to him that he honors our prayers, and we're grateful for you joining us each and every day. Now, if you, many of you might say, I've been here a little bit, and then I may not be been here a little bit, but yet I would definitely want to be a part of this ministry. You can do so as by joining us. You could host, you can greet, you can you might have a song in your heart. You may even have a word that God has given you. You can share that information with us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or yours truly will contact you. Now, Fridays we do take your prayer requests and your praise reports in the second half of the call, but you can also, if you wish, send that information to info@themasterscall.net. Now, what brought us all together is this phenomenal health and wellness company called Artists International that started well over 30 years ago, and we're so thankful to God for Papa Diaz de Leon and his lovely wife who started this company and then passed the baton over to Alejandro and Elvia Diaz de Leon and doing a fantastic job with Artist Life. And we're so grateful to God for these products because they are phenomenal and they have helped many people around the world. Get with the person that invited you to this call and they'll share more information with you. Not only that, today is a special day. It's Testimonial Thursday on MMC Call. That's the Motivational Morning Call, and it's right after this call. And our very own Minister Dee Lee will be hosting, and she's got a special guest, and that's Mother Victoria Owens that will be sharing her testimony. So go to that call at 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. 294-617-POUND is the PIN code. And I'll share it again at the end of the call. But right now what I'm getting ready to do is pass it on to our phenomenal speaker for the day. She is definitely an awesome woman of God. And I'm telling you, she, whenever she's available, she's ready to serve. And when she serves in the spirit of excellence. And every time she comes, she has a powerful message for us straight from the throne room of God. She was born in New York City. She's currently living in San Antonio, Texas. She is an electrical engineer by trade. She is a mother of a phenomenal young man named Christopher. She is a woman of God who has who is the author of a book called When God Births the Ministry. She is a blessing to the masses. She's ready to give it out of her heart and be a blessing to anybody God lays on her heart to do so. And we're thankful to God that she is a part of the Master's Call. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, our very own wonderful prophet, Minister Kai Brown. Are you there?
I am here, my beautiful Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, our prayer general. Thank you, thank you, thank you for hosting us with such Jesus joy and just continuing to pray for us and to encourage us as you do so well. Again, to Minister Tiffany for feeding and greeting us and to our very own Dr. Vanessa for opening us up in praise and worship and setting the atmosphere. And, of course, to Dr. P.K. Roberts, our other co-founder, we are so thankful that you two amazing and dynamic women of God said yes to the call of God that was on your life to start the Master's Call. And we give all praise, all glory, and all honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to our Daddy God. So, again, I am Prophet Kai, and on our last time together, which I believe was Tuesday, we started a word, be equipped, be equipped. And when we started this message, again, God has one plan. I had another plan, but we know that his plan is perfect, so we're just going to roll with his plan because me, I called myself finished with the series, but he is continuing to show me that he clearly knows better than I do. So we started off with be equipped, and we started with 2 Timothy 2 and 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing the word of truth. You've got to study to be equipped. You have to study to be equipped. And then we went to 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for his good works, for every good work. So again, being equipped comes from studying the scriptures. Okay, so then we went on to look at some other scriptures, and God wants us to look at some practical ways in which we do our part and become equipped. So we went to Psalms 34, 8 through 14, and as I was looking at that in further detail, as I you know, began to study and prepare for this message, God was like, here is how. Here are some practical things that each of my children do to make sure that they are equipped. See, because God doesn't want us to have to run back to him when every storm, circumstance, situation presents itself to us. He wants us equipped to be able to speak to those storms ourselves. You know, the old African proverb says, give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. Teach a man to fish, he'll eat forever. So God doesn't want us, isn't trying to give us a fish every day. He wants us to equip ourselves to be able to catch our own fish and to feed ourselves, or to deal with our own situations, knowing that he has given us all that we need to be able to do that. So we will start with one of the first steps in being equipped and becoming equipped and beginning to grow in the wisdom and knowledge of God comes from Proverbs 34, 8 through 9. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his holy people, for those who fear him lack nothing. In that sense of the word, fear means reverence. And reverence is defined as a deep respect or honor felt or shown. Now, if we're honest, we cannot reverence something or someone we do not know. That would be inauthentic. That wouldn't be genuine. So to say that we reverence God, we must know God. And John 1:1 tells us, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So it tells us, in order to reverence God, we've got to realize he is the Word. And so we must study the Word. And as I was reading and getting it, I was like, okay, Lord, so the first practical step in being equipped is knowing the Word. Knowledge of God, including his character, his ways, and his will, is essential to our spiritual growth. And knowing the Word allows us to delve into that spiritual growth. So we have to make sure we are equipping ourselves by knowing the Word. How do we get to know the Word? You can't get to know it if you're not reading it. So we've got to read the Word. We've got to read it first. And when I say read it, I mean really get into it and study it. We've got to be able to speak the Word back. See, if the Word is not in you when a situation comes up, it can't come up out of you to speak to it. So we have really got to spend some time getting to know the Word. And getting to know the Word is an interactive experience. It's not something we just, it's not passive, it's active. In getting to know the Word, we should be talking about it with those of us who are like-minded, other believers, those who are further along in their spiritual journeys than we are. We should be sitting up under a ministry that is giving us the Word regularly, that is imparting the Word into us. So we've got to be doing our part See, because when Jesus needed to speak to a situation, he didn't have to go run back to God to ask him, Lord, what word do I say to this situation? He spoke the word from within himself. That's how much word we need to have in us. That's how much spiritual growth we need to continue to strive for. We've got to have that word in us. And so part of getting to know the word is also spending time in prayer about the word. God, what are you saying to me through this word? And then actively listening to hear what God is telling you about the word. So the first step, the first practical step in being equipped is knowing the word. Knowing the word, and I mean knowing it. We've got to focus on it. We've got to meditate on it day and night, as Scripture tells us. You can't spend too much time in the word. There's no such thing. You can't be too familiar with the word of God. So we need to make sure that we are getting to know the word of God. That's step one. Get to know the word. That's practical. That gives us a starting point. For those of us who are like, okay, Lord, I don't know how to get equipped. I don't know how to be equipped. Get to know his word. I don't know why he has me stuck here right now, because my plan was to be on point three, but he has me here for a reason. There's someone on this line who needs to understand that, okay, you don't know what you're looking for, where to go, where to turn. Turn to the word of God. Delve into the word of God. There's no situation that we will face that will come to us that we can't get through with the word. So spend some time in your word. Show reverence for God by getting to know him, by spending time in your word, by equipping yourself with the tools for your tool belt that come directly from the word. Yes, our experiences give us tools to add to the tool belt. But that first tool comes from the word of God. And that first tool is our relationship with Jesus. Okay, we're going to go on to point two. Praise the Lord. We just have to, you have to trust God and his timing on how he gives us things. So verse 10 and 11 from Psalms 34 says, the lion may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. So the young lion may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you reverence of the Lord. So that second practical thing, excuse me, is seeking God. The second practical step is seeking God. And he tells us, this is what I love about the word of God. It doesn't leave us to figure it out often. Matthew 6 and 33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And here in Psalm 34, it says, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Well, that's because we're seeking him, and he's adding all of these good things, all these other things unto us. So seeking God is the second practical way that we become equipped, that we be equipped. See, God wants us prepared. He wants us prepared because he knows what storms are coming our way. He knows what situations we'll have to grow through. He knows our beginning from our end. At the time of our conception, he had the plan mapped out. He had Jeremiah 29:11 mapped out for us. The deviations from that plan come because of us, because we haven't gotten to know the word, because we have not been seeking God for his direction for us, for the path we are to take. See, we often want to scream about, oh, our businesses are not working out right. Oh, this is not going right. Oh, this is not going right. But have we spent time seeking God's plan for all of those things in our lives? Have we? Have we spent time in prayer asking him, Lord, how am I supposed to run this business? Who am I supposed to make this opportunity to? Who am I supposed to bring these products to? Or do we just go out without a plan and just run from this corner to this corner to this corner to this corner without seeking God's direction for it? See, we've got to take ownership of those things he's given us ownership of. See, he's given us a free will as to how we do things in our lives. Yes, there are always consequences for that free will, but he's given us that because he doesn't want robots. He wants those who reverence and love him by choice. So again, the second step, the second practical thing is to seek him. That means to be able to seek him, you got to know where he is. And that starting point, again, always comes back to his word because he is the word. So if we are seeking his plan for our lives, that means, again, we're growing in his knowledge of his character, his will, and his ways. We are seeking to be like Jesus. We are looking at the examples he gives us in the Bible. He called Abraham his friend. He said David, who was an adulterer, who had a man killed because he wanted his wife, was a man after God's own heart. Stop allowing your past or who people say you are to influence your relationship with God. He can use anyone. Your past is not a predictor of your present, nor does it have to be present in your future. But we each have to make a choice, a decision, that we're not going to let what we were determine who we are or stop from allowing God to make us who he desires us to be. We have choices to make. If we're seeking him, then we'll know, okay, Lord, here, I'm seeking you. What's your plan for this situation? Yes, I know you've equipped me to deal with it. I know I've got the tools in the tool belt, but I want to know your plan before I take that first step. No, you're not going to tell me? Step out in faith? Okay. Because sometimes that's the situation. Sometimes God is not going to give us the answer. Sometimes he just wants us to take that first step in faith, even if we don't see what we're stepping to. But if we're seeking him, then the spirit which resides in us will lead and guide us. And so that step in faith becomes easier, not easy, easier. Let us be clear. So we've got to make sure we're doing our part in his plan. Now, I thought that I would get through, you know, all five of the practical steps, but again, God's timing is perfect. So I'll leave you with the first two practical steps in being equipped. One, get to know the word. Grow in spiritual maturity. Spend time in the word, understanding, and two, seek God, because those who seek him lack no good thing. Minister Brenda, back to you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. What a mighty, mighty word this morning. I tell you, if we didn't get anything, one thing we do know, We got to be in God's word. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Prophet Kai, for that awesome on-time word in this season and in this time. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction, but first we're going to go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh upon us. We thank you, O God, for your loving kindness, your tender mercies, your excellent greatness, your mighty acts. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus, the testimonies of the saints. We thank you, Father, for your resurrection power abiding within us. We thank you for this woman of God who have poured into us, Lord God, fresh from on high, your powerful word, Lord God, to remind us who we are and whose we are by just trusting in you and standing and meditating on your word. We thank you, Father, for blessing her going out and her coming in, everything that pertains to her, Lord God. Thank you for making her environment such a flourishing environment, Father God, that she will feel your glory, your presence in her midst. Thank you, Father God, for all that are on this call. We ask that you bless them and you keep them and that you strengthen them, empower them, Father God. And as we receive this word, Father, let us go forth and be doers and not just hearers only in the name of Jesus. We thank you again for Dr. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for what you're doing in their lives. We thank you, Father, for all those that are going through trying times with their health, but we're decreeing and declaring right now, according to your word, that you told us whatever is bound on earth will be bound in heaven, whatever is loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So we're binding every force that may be attacking the bodies in the name of Jesus, and we're calling everyone healed and whole by the blood of the Lamb. There are many, Father, on our list, so we thank you that you know them one by one, and we decree and declare that it is well in Jesus' name. Lord, touch those that are going through trying times with their loved ones that went home to be with the Lord. Touch the Dr. Roberts and the Flanagans and Hannah family, the Gladney family, the Hall family, D. Lee and the Griffin family, Lord, the Miles family, Clarence Davis family, oh God, Clifford Davis family, oh God, touch the Oliver and the and Bishop Timothy's family and the Duncan's family, Lord, and there are so many more that's on our hearts, Lord. You know who they are. Put your arms around them like never before, and we know, Father God, that you'll give them a peace that surpasses all understanding. We glorify you, Father, for being the Most High, and besides you, there is none other. So we thank you, and we glorify your name. Thank you for Artist Life. We ask that you continue to pour, anoint the call that's going to come forth, Lord God, and be a blessing to so many. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, oh, we're looking forward to the continuation of this powerful message. I tell you, we're being equipped. And it's just powerful. Thank you so much again, Prophet Kai. Listen, the MMC call is coming up next with our very own, and I call our very own Minister D. Lee, who is hosting, and she's going to have our very own. And we're claiming all these people. Mother Victoria Owens, who will be giving her testimonial, and that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. And again, I know you want to share this message with someone. That playback is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677#. So now I'm just going to say thank you again for joining us today. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Thank you again, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, bringing us before the presence of the Lord this morning with that awesome worship. And thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, Songbird Lauderdale in California, hosting and, seating and greeting everyone this morning with a powerful prayer as well. We love and appreciate you, and thank you again, Prophet Kai, for this on-time word. Would you please come and close us out with the benediction?
And, of course, we always want to thank our prayer general, our Mississippi Queen, our beautiful minister, Brenda Terrell, for just hosting with such Jesus joy and for just keeping us encouraged and praying for us all the time. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for allowing us to be in your presence. We thank you knowing that you are God and you have already worked it out, and all we have to do is step into the manifestation. So we want to make sure we glorify you and we give you the praise. Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant bought back from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with every good thing for doing his will. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory and power, dominion and honor, now and forevermore. Amen, amen, and amen. Don't forget to go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace and wear your mask. Bye-bye.